about babysitting. What you heard by that? Like your neighborhood law. Why? Text. That's why.
That's just true. Who is ridiculous?
Yeah. But my thing
the world, is. The world is going to go down.
But my thing is. Only smell of the
snuff softness you love. What's firing? Y'all still on toilet.
Listen, because look, I think
I'm saying you gonna say what Jeremy said. Go ahead.
Because they got to stay in their house for a fucking week.
Okay.
So they need shit paper. So they gonna stock up on this shit. They gonna stock up on everything they need for their whole week. Okay. For however long they think it's going down.
This is what Jeremy said. Because
I
asked him, I said, what the fuck you
got
to do with you? Don't touch
they can wipe their ass.
You hear me say? Because if somebody come up to your house and they sneeze, the cop, I don't know, bro. Here's the roll tissue cup. Go ahead, you keep that.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, what, you crazy? I don't know. You don't know.
That's why all the bread was gone, you know. You know, they shut down and the basketball league.
And food, man. You know how many eggs they always have, right?
Yeah.
No eggs.
Yeah.
No eggs. It's about like this much buck.
They shut down Disneyland.
They shut down everything.
Yeah. Like, everybody tripping out. And I still went to work today. You got a bitch.
But that's what I told you. You know, just don't let nobody be hugging out up on you. You can go, because hell, the people that's in healthcare and fast food, yeah. Them not gonna be working.
Hell yeah. Exxon open right now. Taking everybody money.
Yeah.
Yep. Food land closed.
No, it's open. But, like I told you, the free porch out was $8. I wish I would.
That's like going to the dispensary, and they only got two jars of blood in there. What the fuck?
The highest limit.
Yep.
And
it's crazy.
They had one pack of ground meat. I got that. And they had chicken quarters for $5 or something. I got one of those. Because I can fry chicken. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm frying chicken and making macaroni and cheese for the kids. But it's oh my God, it's ridiculous. They didn't even have shit at the dollar store.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You only said two words to me. What? And all of a sudden, they buying tissue, they buying paper towel, they buying hand sanitizer. They buying wipes.
Marcus,
ain't nobody buying orange juice. Ain't nobody buying vitamins. Something they can keep it away from. Ain't nobody buying none of that.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, they so stupid. The stuff that they need to be buying, they not buying. They buying tissue. What the fuck for?
I told you. Because they got to stay in the house for a whole week.
Let me tell you something.
I'm missing. Right?
Run out of tissue. You better wear the towel. Get with it. And wash it out, put it in some bleach, and use it again next time.
What people allergic to bleach?
If that's okay.
Hey, I don't know the tape.
It's my mom, y'all. That's my mom, I love that lady.
So.
Yeah, that's my mom, I love that lady. Straight up.
Done.
Just sitting over there chopping up with her. You know what I'm saying? That's how our conversation. You know, she don't know I'm doing this, but I holler at y'all. She on the way.
I know you are, and I'm so sorry for making you feel like you were.
You're gonna have to stop drinking.
Them people, they just, I don't know. And I seen this, they had this thing on Facebook. This messing lady, she had a basket, and she had like 9 or 10 big packs of toilet tissue in there. Like the ones we buy.
Yeah.
She had like 9 or 10 in there. And this black lady told her, she said, I just want one. And lady told her no. That black lady popped her right in the face. They fought in the store.
I told you, it's going down. Book then, Eli.
And then she went over there and she told her, she said, I just want one. She said, you can't get one. They ain't mine. And the manager came, he said, look.
God damn.
I'm calling the police. Right. And what they did, it was at Walmart.
Yeah.
And what they did,
Walmart put a sign up on their front door.
Yeah.
You know, get two big packs of toilet tissue. You know, you get two big packs of paper towels, each person. You can only get two packs of baby wipe, one hand sanitizer at a time. You can only do that.
And you see,
so like it's me, you, Iris, and Dad with him. We got to go in at different times. You know, you go in first, 5 minutes later, here come Iris, 5 minutes out there, here come me, 5 minutes out there, here come Dad. And we could get two of each. We would have 10
yeah.
of everything.
Yeah.
And we could split it between us. But you can't just go in there and buy everything in the store.
You can only spend $75 in penitentiary. That's it.
I was just mad.
From the last I heard.
To get back at you.
What you mean you don't spend $75?
You can go to the store and spend $75. That's
oh,
it.
At a time.
Yep.
Really? It's,
yeah. See.
You got like $1,000 on your
It don't matter. It don't matter. See, it's to the point where it don't matter how much money you got. That shit don't matter. Just like the Book of Eli. I'm telling you, watch that shit. That's a good motherfucking movie. Okay. That shit happening in real life right now.
Okay, you know what? We'll work it out.
I'm going to try to go on the Hulu thing that I got. Iris hooked me up on my computer. Like said, and said that Book of Eli.
Denzel Washington.
Okay. I'm going to watch that.
And you know, people might not know this, but the Book of Eli, the dude that's playing Eli, they don't know he kept saying something. He was blind. He blind the whole time. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
But if you watch the movie, you wouldn't even know it.
Huh. Okay.
Like, you gonna see where the grasshopper, it was grasshoppers out in the earth and shit. That shit happened in California. In the movie theater, grasshoppers was all in the air. You know, they called it,
I know your bald-headed ass did not bring her up.
I don't know. But I know it happened back in the day, Bible time.
You look gorgeous.
I'm like this guy.
And let me explain something to you.
Okay.
Look, people say snakes is bad.
Eli.
Book of Eli.
E-L-I.
They say snakes is bad. You know, people don't like snakes. But you know, hold on. Wait a minute. People got pet snakes.
Yeah, they do. I've had a couple friends that had pet snakes.
So, look. I feel like this. Back in Bible times, they said the serpent was a snake. Snake made the motherfucker do that.
Right.
Now, people got pet snakes. Remember this.
Mm-hmm.
So in real life, I mean, in our time, people got pet snakes. So people got pet snakes. That goes to show you that all snakes ain't bad. Because you got poisonous snakes. You got snakes that ain't so poisonous.
Cause dude, I don't know if you old enough to remember that, but you do remember Donna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember Donna and Vic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They had pet snakes, remember?
Yeah.
In that big aquarium in their room.
See,
pet. And then remember the white woman that we met when we were in shelter, Miss Terry.
You know Donna.
She had.
Oh no.
Her daughter had pet snakes, remember? Her daughter-in-law, when we went over there that time and the snake had got out, she couldn't find, and Bill was laying on the couch and come to find out the snake was under the couch.
Yeah. So, you know, snakes, you know, people trip out and say, I ain't fucking with no snake, but it's different kind of snakes, man. You know what I'm saying? You got.
Me, I don't mess with snakes because I'm scared of snakes. I don't mess with rats because I'm scared of rats. Spider, wasp, something like that, I kill it. But a snake or a rat, I gotta go.
Okay. There's different kind of snakes in this world. You got poison snakes, you got snakes that ain't poisonous.
Yeah.
And them the ones you keep as pet snakes. Now, all snakes ain't bad. The one the serpent, that snake was poisonous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That snake was poisonous.
It was.
Now, you get a loyal snake. That's what you do. And they do exist. Loyal snakes is the ones that's not poisonous. You get that motherfucker from a baby. You grow it up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, with Cujo, they say, pit bulls is bad. Pit bulls will eat kids. Pit bulls do this and that. We got him 6 weeks old. When Becca lay down here, come with Becca's here, and I lay out, put a blanket down, lay her down, Cujo lay right there. And ain't nobody gonna touch me. You know? And I'm like, no, all pit bulls like that. It's the way they're raised. So I guess it's the same thing with snakes.
Yeah, snake. See, and if you got a loyal snake, look, see, if you got a loyal snake, a whole bunch of loyal snakes can get together and get some goddamn money. Because they loyal to that money, so that's what they after. All of them.
Yeah.
They can get together and make some goddamn money. Loyal snakes. You got loyal snakes, and that's the best friend to have in the fucking world. Because if you want to snake somebody, guess what? You going to holler at that loyal snake, and y'all going to snake this motherfucker together.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And they gonna snake everybody. They might snake everybody around you, but they ain't gonna fuck with you because they're a loyal snake.
Yep.
But if it's a poison snake, you don't want them kind around. So they robbing everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather have a loyal snake on my team. See, I like snakes, but I don't like the motherfuckers that's gonna kill you.
I'm scared of them.
And then you know you got people that say I ain't gonna fuck with no snake kid. Cause the snake will get you. No, if it's a lawyer snake, he gonna get the motherfuckers around you.
Yeah.
You better tell him look out, shit. Yeah. Put him on guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? I put that. What's my name? I put that on my Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So all snakes ain't bad. That's the name of it. All snakes ain't bad. Let me explain. Yeah. Wait, let me explain.
I called the account number, which one do you want to pay, and they called out the account number, and I'm like, shit, I don't know, and so I got the bill, because I had the bill over, and they called out the last four of the account number, and my account number is six something. And when they said that one, I'm like, because I'm looking at the bill, and I'm like, yeah, that's the one. So I paid that one. So, tell Iris, when she paid the bill, make sure she look at the account number, make sure it's y'all's account.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Okay, I didn't know, because I'm just not getting this service. This was my first bill. So when I called the pay, and I'm like, oh no, wait a minute, man. And then I'm like, okay. And then so I just grabbed the bill. You see the last four people. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm gonna pay.
Okay. To put it to the test. Well, but
these I'll figure out here. You go home, take your bath, and get you some rest, or you have to take Africa and bring me my true man.
Right. I got you.
Alright, love you.
Love you. Oh my goodness. Man, it smell like bud in this motherfucking car, y'all. So yeah, that's my mama, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's the real gangster. You hear me? That's the real motherfucking gangster right there. Anyway, hope y'all having a beautiful day, man.
I'm finna get off here. I come fuck with y'all in a little bit. Y'all come fuck with me, man. This is Mr. HSK, the boss, and I wanna thank everybody for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Meaning from the bottom of my heart. Y'all have a good day, man. Gone.